With memories of playoff heartaches from previous seasons, 2015 would finally see FC United clinch promotion from the Northern Premier League, a memorable campaign which featured not just a league title, but also an unprecedented FA Trophy run and the first ever game at Broadhurst Park. I'm James Quinn, and welcome to FCM Radio's review of the 2014-15 season. It was a steady start to the season for the Reds, with Carl Margensen's men drawing their first four matches, including a hard-fought 2-2 draw against Belper Town.
Brownhill on the ball now. Ball played down the near channel.
Tom, well played.
Greaves.
Go on, Tom.
Ball. Can he have a shot on goal? Yes, he can.
Yes!
And
there's the equaliser. Well done, Tom.
Relief all round for FC United of Manchester.
Tom Greaves there with the first of his 25 goals scored during the 2014-15 season. FC wouldn't have to wait much longer for their first league win. That happened at Bower Fold, with a 3-1 win over Ramsbottom United.
Brownhill, it's near post this. It's a header in! And it's 3-1! And I think it's James Knowles! Or is it?
Chris Lynch, I think.
It's Chris Lynch. Chris Lynch. And FC United now put clear red water between themselves and Ramsbottom. 3-1 they lead. And, well, needed a game where FC United just sort of put things together, some basic things together. You have to say the delivery of Liam Brownhill has been missed by this team, and you, with him back on song today, what an assistance that is to the team.
It was proving to be a very strong start to the season, with the Reds unbeaten in their first eight league games. Certainly great form heading into the FA Cup, as FC hosted Prescott Cables in the first qualifying round.
Ball comes in now, an opportunity.
Go on, Matty.
Warren outside the penalty area.
Yes,
goal.
He scored.
And you know why he scored?
Because the keeper was miles out of position.
Well, the goalkeeper was miles out of position, and he never thought about it, he just hit it. Yeah. And basically, he stroked the ball in.
FC would go on to dominate the tie, and eventually come out 4-1 winners. But unfortunately, the first defeat of the season came straight after, as FC United fell to their very own 4-1 defeat at Frickley Athletic back in the league.
Ball whips in, a poor clearance this time. The referee takes a look at his watch, but doesn't blow at the moment. The away team can hope he can come away with it again. Right-hand side. Again, a beautiful ball switched from right to left for the man of the match. Alex, he's going to make it four, is he? Yes, he does. And a second attempt, and that is it. That is game over, even more so.
FC would bounce back from this defeat with a 3-1 home win over Grantham Town before crashing out of the FA Cup at the hands of Lancaster City.
As Lynch loses the ball, opportunity now. It's a killer fin on this left-hand side, looking for some support, holds the ball well, plays it to the 16 behind him as well. But he throws for the first time shot comes in. Goal! Great, great goal as well. Billy Akrig, in all fairness, he's been given as much time as he wants on the edge of the penalty area, but he's bent it into the top corner, and FC United.
It was a good finish, but he was there on his own, nobody closing him down, they just stood and watched him do that.
Despite starting October with a 2-0 home win against Whitby Town, the month itself proved to be a difficult one, exiting the Manchester Premier Cup at Ratcliffe and winning just two of the following six league matches. Fortunes would turn back in FC's favour, though, in November, as Margie's men began their FA Trophy run, defeating Paddyham in the first qualifying round at Bower Fold.
Still about just over half an hour to go, 32 minutes to go in this FA Trophy tie. Dean Stott. And it's hoofed forward there by Paddyham. Somebody trying to get hold of the ball. It's Linfield on the halfway line, plays it back to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright, well, his pass is cut out, well recovered by Ashworth. Now it's good work, and now 1-2 there. Jerome Wright tries to outstrip Craig Haynes, does beautifully into the box though, opportunity surely. Yeah. Jerome Wright has done an excellent job, that man. Well, we spoke at his 250th appearance, and when he scored that goal against Skelmersdale, oh, it was FC United through and through, and that was beautiful work by Wright. Won the ball, and just sheer pace outstripping the Paddyham back line. And then a very calm finish. He had Greaves inside him, Dries looked like he might have been offside, and very wisely and very astutely and professionally and with great composure, Jerome Wright has put FC United into the lead here.
1-0 still. It's a free kick to FC United of Manchester. Ball comes in, whipped into the back post. Decent ball towards their keeper. Can't get in of it. It's a goal, Matty Warwin at the back post. Well, the ball was basically going in there. Warwin, I said, he'll come on, he'll do something. He'll certainly have a shot. Well, he was hanging on the round the touchline there, and everyone was defending, and the ball fell to him kindly, and he's nodded it in from about half a yard. And FC United, well, that should be the killer goal, and FC United should find themselves going into the next round.
Back in the league, and FC would gain a point at Buxton before following up with a thumping 4-0 win over Witton Albion.
It's a nice 1-2 between Wright and Linfield. Right through the middle now, 10 yards outside the penalty. Lovely ball to Wolford, and Wolford's first touch was laying down. Opportunity now, Wolford.
Yes!
Oh, tremendous football again. Matty Wolfenden. Some might be saying, hey, you know what? You need to get sent off more often, son. 2 goals in 2 minutes. Matty Wolfenden, lovely 1-2 play again down this near touchline. Wolfenden then went past one player, looked like he'd overstretched the ball, but managed to get on the underside of the crossbar. Loss of power, loss of pace, and FC United, 2 goals to the good. Goodness gracious me.
Soon the Reds were back in FA Trophy action as Carl Marginson's side hosted Buxton in the second qualifying round.
Lacey now brings it forward from the back for FC United. Lewis Lacey chips it forward towards Greaves, but it's cut out by Williams. And Birch does well, plays it out to Linfield, halfway line Linfield. Good pressing again from King. Lacey chips it down the line, stopped with a nice header on, and Daniels takes it on his chest, moves towards the corner flag. Can he get across it? It's a low cross. He goes right across. Yes! It's Matthew Wolfenden who gets on the end of it. Excellent work there from FC United. Daniels takes it to the byline, crosses, the ball beats everyone, and Matthew Wolfenden, like a good player, should be on the far, on the back post, finishes with aplomb.
As well as progressing in the trophy, FC were soon moving up the league table, sitting in fourth following one of the games of the season as the Reds hosted Frickley Athletic.
FC United, well,
well up
it's
again.
0-0. And the one thing has been nullified is that man at the moment.
Offside.
And surely offside is he. Well, he's not, and it's Allott on the ball, plays the ball inside. There's an opportunity. First half shot comes in, and again it's another opportunity, and he's in. Well, it looked for all intents and purposes that it was an offside decision.
And a foul.
And it's the number six, Max Leonard. I was about to say it was on 20 minutes when we were at Frickley, where FC United were dominating the game in parts, and then Frickley all of a sudden broke and scored and done exactly the same. It looked, as I say, on this side, there was a ball came across, and it was the number two, Gavin Allott, who looked offside. He then put a big shoulder charge in. The referee said that was a fair one. The ball was played into the number six, Max Leonard. He tried to shoot across goal. It came back to him, and then he just slotted the ball beyond FC United's despairing Nick Culkin, and the visitors take the lead in a very, very, very similar position.
Still about 2 minutes to go to half-time, plus any added time. Might be a little bit of that. Lacey takes the free kick, floats it onto the fringes of the 18-yard box. The ball breaks loose now, and it's gone out for a throw into FC United. Level with the 18-yard box. Fox, the substitute, with it. Fox tries to get across it. It's a low one. Greaves dummies it. Oh, it's magnificent! It's Linfield, and FC United with a pretty deserved equaliser. Great low cross dummy from Greaves. And Linfield with an excellent finish right into the corner. No chance for Ben Simpson. And FC United level things up here.
Linfield's broken his duck for FC now.
Good movement there from FC United in the penalty area. But again, they're being pushed all over the place. But that is the way Borgs goes out. Finish, header, goal!
Oh,
I was about to say, wouldn't it be brilliant if Mills could do something? He's come near post, and he's
what a quality header, that.
Top corner. And FC United take a lead, 2-1. James Knowles came from nowhere and he potted it into the top corner, more so than Tony Knowles back in the 80s.
Thumped that home, didn't he?
What a
fabulous
goal.
Header.
What a header. Well, what a goal there by Knowles. It's nice to see a Yorkshireman scoring against a Yorkshire team.
Yes.
Linfield's your ball.
Linfield holds onto it now. Can he put a decent delivery in? Of course, catch yes, the back can. Post. Here comes the keeper again, but good gathering by Ben Simpson. He does well there. And he's going to look to launch a quick delivery out. Four players back for FC United, two up for the visitors. It's an opportunity to go through the middle. They go. Good play by the number seven. He's just gone past one, cuts inside. This should be the equalising goal. And a tremendous goal at that. And
he
it
took
really
it brilliantly.
Was. And it was a player, Reece Thompson. He's been magnificent all evening. And what an absolutely tremendous equalising goal.
I think James Knowles just nicked the ball into his path there, didn't he, unfortunately?
Three players back for FC United, and the quality and the pace of.
It was
Reece Thompson.
A long flat kick from the keeper, and he exploited it well. He took the goal really well.
And it's a throw into FC United again. Movement required. And it's Daniels. Ball played into
good
the penalty
ball,
area.
Can
Greaves gets beyond one. Oh, Greaves!
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
Greaves! He'll take a bucket because he's taking his shirt off. But of all the times he needed
well
to score a goal, the throwing came in. And Tom Greaves, he nips in front of the goalkeeper and slid it with the right foot underneath the goalkeeper. And there you go. FC United. Well, they're taking it in good stead, the Frickley management team, because FC fans are jumping on them, and he's got a smile on his face. There's not a lot he can do. There's about 20 around him. And FC United find himself 3-2 up here. And Tom Greaves, he needed that.
It was a brilliant turn. Absolutely brilliant. He just rolled in, didn't he?
He rolled the defender. He rolled past the keeper. Looked like he was... And he just dinked
it
beyond
his legs, didn't he?
FC would soon be brought back down to earth, as the Reds suffered their first defeat in 10 matches at a physical and clinical Stourbridge. But this November result would prove to be an outlier, as FC would go on a remarkable run of results, not suffering another league defeat until Skelmersdale away in mid-April. After the Stourbridge defeat, though, FC were back in trophy action. It would take two tough matches against Barwell to see the Reds through, with Callum Burns scoring a vital equaliser in the first game at Kirkby Road.
Still with the... Barwell, they clear the lines, and it was a tentative clearance, but it fell kindly and it falls to the halfway line. It's kept in play superbly well by Lacey. He played it forward there, and again FC United with Greg Daniels 10 yards outside the penalty area. Here comes Callum Byrne, can he get a shot on goal? Yes, he can. Oh. And it's a goal! Well, he's hit it with the outside of his foot, and it swerved beyond the goalkeeper. And Callum Byrne, I say he was having a tremendous game, a little bit quiet in the second half, but what a finish. It was all started by Lewis Lacey on the halfway line. He chased the ball down, and in fairness, he may have left it go out for a throw. He did. He wrapped his ball foot around the ball. He whipped it down the right-hand side. Ball came across to Callum Byrne. He took the ball to the left-hand side, outside of his foot. He bent it into the bottom corner to the left-hand side of Liam Castle. And FC United, well, surely on level terms, and that's a deserved equaliser.
And Byrne, you know, it wasn't dissimilar to his finish in a 3-0 win earlier in the season when Byrne finished with his left foot. Very similar. It's real class. There's something about Callum Byrne.
The replay would see FC United digging even deeper to progress to the first round proper. With Barwell 2-0 up, with 13 minutes remaining.
Three corners in a row. Can we make this one count? Near post, it comes across there. Force of Callum Byrne. First half shot by Byrne.
Oh,
what a goal! Callum Byrne!
Cracking ball
outside of his foot. Top ball into the top corner. The keeper could do nothing. And FC United, a lifeline perhaps. Any other night, that would be waxing lyrical about absolutely tremendous goal. Although we have waxed lyrical because it was a tremendous goal.
Fabulous,
but it's actually only at this moment in time. One goal away from getting an equaliser. FC United's Byrne, and then the ball whacked over the top. Four players in an onside or offside position, and now the goalkeeper off his line. Ball goes across. Now it's an opportunity. It's an own goal.
Yes!
It's an own goal. It's a goal. It's a goal. It's an own goal. It was a ball by
Matthew. With his hand as well.
Handball, header, own goal, 2-2. The linesman on this side got it completely right. The referee just going over there to have a chat, and he's saying it was definitely a goal. Well, the keeper came out, Castle, and there was FC United's Matthew Warwin. He just whipped the ball over, and for whatever reason, I think it was Edward Nesvich, he headed the ball towards his own goal. It came off the post.
I thought he threw it.
And FC United with a lifeline. Well, you've seen it all.
Well, you couldn't make it up.
A goalkeeper scores, two players sent off, an own goal with the hand and the head, and it stays at the line. The keeper saves it. It looks like extra time. We've still got a minute or two to go in this game. Blimmin' it. Castle nearly makes a pig's ear of it. Julian on the board as well, Julian.
Well,
Byrne. Now, here comes Matthew Wolverton. Wolverton chips the ball towards the back post. It's a decent ball as well, but good defending. Good header. Jerome Wright's going to pick it up, though. Right on the ball now. whips it in. It's a poor ball by Wright, and it allows the visitors to come away with it. Played on this near touchline. Well, Nizvic.
Well done, Leon.
Can't win that ball, and now it's FC United on the ball right hand side. He looks up. Ball towards the back post. Two players on the end of it. An easy ball, but Callum Burnell picking up on the edge of the penalty area. It just evades him with the control first of all. Can he now play the ball? Nice ball.
It's unlucky.
Intercepted, but comes across, comes a
Tom. Well done, Tom Brown.
Tom Brown as well. Now a ball needed into
quality,
the penalty. Back post required.
That's
it falls
quality.
To Brown on the edge of the area. Brown first time shot comes in. What a save! What a, it's an opportunity now. Can he go? Yes! From 2-0 down to 3-2 in the final seconds, and Matty Warwin is the man that scores the goal at the back post. Can you believe it? The crowd go wild. Tom Brown did tremendously well. It's kicking off on the line here. Kicking off on the line here, and it's the number four, Danny Geno, there trying to start on a couple of FC United players. And indeed on the touchline.
Tremendous strike from Tom Brown, that, and a brilliant save.
Well, the save.
Matty Walwyn finished it ever so well.
The save was impressive by the goalkeeper, Castle. He palmed it to the right hand side, and there was Walwyn. He was 7 yards out, and Walwyn does what he can do on occasion. He whacked it into the roof of the net, and from 2-0 down to 3-2 up. With a matter of seconds.
In the blink of an eye.
Super sub Matty Walwyn there, scoring the winner in the fifth minute of added time. That goal set up a home tie with Harrogate Town, a match which would see FC United progress to the second round of the trophy for the first time in the club's history.
This free kick comes in towards the back post, the ball goes, and it's
unlucky.
A simple ball, keeper gathers it, and then a quick throw out, and a good throw out as well, and Luke Dean on the ball.
Well in,
first time shot, it's going to be a goal, this, is it a goal? It is! Well, the goalkeeper threw the ball out, it was 10 yards from the halfway line, and intercepted by FC United's captain. He hit the ball just to clear his lines. The goalkeeper knew, I think, exactly what was going to happen. It floated over him. It's into the top corner. And FC United, on 7 minutes, take a lead. Well, a lead out of nowhere. And the visiting fans, about 30 of them, stunned the goalkeeper. Well, Phil Barnes, he can't believe it.
Well, I'll give you the post-match reaction from Stotty. I knew exactly what I was doing.
Well,
he didn't even deviate, did he? Straight
it was,
in.
Callum Byrne now on the ball. Plays it back to Knowles. Knowles first hand ball to Linfield. To Ashworth. Ashworth to Byrne.
Good touch.
Touch there by Wolford, and finds Linfield, who plays the ball out left hand side. Now to the number three. Lovely
ball
down,
Scott.
There for FC United's number four on the ball. It's
Daniels.
Daniels plays
well,
a decent
well
ball
played,
in.
Lad.
Wolford doing back to goal. Turns his man. Shoots. Saved by the goalkeeper. Parried away. And then there's a penalty. FC United is. It's a penalty. Well played, Matty Wolford in there. The ball played in. It was a low ball by Scott Cheatham. And Wolford in with his back to goal. He had it back to goal. He's turned to the left-hand side. Got a shot away with his left foot. It's half saved by the goalkeeper. The ball's come out. There's a blue boot in there somewhere.
Well, Scott Cheatham had the ball and the lad just dragged his ankle. He grabbed him.
Well, Cheatham gets the penalty.
One of the defenders stopped it and virtually headed it on the floor. It fell to Scott Cheatham and he grabbed his leg.
I thought that was Daniels.
It was Greg Daniels, yeah.
Well, it could be
2-0. Does anyone notice this one? Well, let's, Greg Daniels.
You said... Anyway, it's a penalty.
It's a penalty. And,
Dean Stott.
Dean Stott's going to take this.
Referee blows his whistle. Stott stands up.
It's in well in there.
2-0 to FC United.
Dotty on a hat-trick.
Who'd have thought it with 20 minutes gone, FC United take a deserved 2-0 lead.
And now it's Wolfenden in the halfway. He's got Daniels to the left of him, Linfield to the right, and ahead is Greaves. Threaded through Greaves. Oh, and well read there. Now that was Lewis Turner, read that so well. But now it's back with Linfield, right-hand side for FC United. Cross of the ball. Yeah! It's 3-0. Oh, my goodness me. FC United on fire this afternoon. Well, it seemed for a moment, Emily, that they cleared the danger, Harrogate, but Linfield with a fine cross, Wolfenden unmarked, heads it in.
Yeah, fantastic bit of play there from FC. The ball through initially that I thought was going to be a great ball for Tommy Greaves. But yeah, it looked as if Harrogate cleared the lines, but a fantastic cross and Wolfie in the right place.
Byrne now. Byrne holds the ball and then plays the ball with purpose.
Ball.
To Greaves.
Joe, get on your bike, Joe.
No one in the penalty area for Greaves at the moment. He chipped the ball towards the back post. Brought down by Fox. Half wins it, then stabs the ball across to Linfield. Linfield now has Dean Stott. Dean Stock plays a 1-2 between Linfield and Wolfenden. Wolfenden, lovely, deft chip down the right hand side for the skipper. Ball to the penalty area again, has to be dealt with, not dealt with particularly well. Falls for Daniels to the penalty area. What a goal!
Yes, what a strike!
Oh, Daniels there.
Great finish, great
tremendous.
Finish.
Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous.
Terrific football again from FC, that.
Well, the wise men are certainly in the red shirt this afternoon.
Didn't he take it well there, Greg Daniels? Didn't he finish that with some aplomb?
We did indeed. Three wise men on the ball there. Lovely deft chip on the right-hand side by FC United's Matty Wolford. And the ball played in low and hard by the skipper. And there was FC United's Daniels. Well, I tell you what, he had work to do. He was being closed down by the number eight. He's hit it with power and pace into the bottom corner. Keeper with nothing. 4-0. Does FC United's complete justice.
Back in the league, and Marginson's men turned the heat up on their promotion push on Boxing Day, scoring another four goals, this time at Curzon Ashton.
And again, that's good play there from FC United centre-half. He does well there, Ashworth, because he could have thrown himself into it. Chose to jockey his man and get back and win the ball. He's now on the ball himself. Again, there's a resolute in defence, FC United. Lovely touch there by Fox to bring in Cheatham over the halfway line. Daniels is out, all out of running. And well, Tom Greaves was being pulled all over the place. Now Greaves had an opportunity, ball into the penalty area. He's going to journey across, goal. What a goal! That is the goal of the game. Lovely football down this near touchline by FC United. The ball threaded across. Tom Greaves was saying, "I'm having this." He's absolutely thwacked it, and I mean thwacked it into the top corner. That is a goal that you'd be proud of seeing on any football ground in the land.
Victories over Kings Lynn, Trafford and Ashton United soon followed, before FC United turned attentions back to the FA Trophy and a tense second round tie at Chorley.
Well, in a few minutes, Greaves does well there, and Wolfenden has got to chase his ball down there. He gets Tom Smythe, does well there, Tom Smythe. Good defending from centre half there as Jerome Wright wins the header, but the ball flicks on and Dean now. Well, Ashworth does well, gets in front of him.
But Callum,
quicker
than
that. Ball
son.
Watching there, the number 11. Jarvis did well there. Jarvis in the penalty area, plays the ball across. And a deflection back of the net. It was going across goal there, and it comes off Ashworth. But it all really started.
So unfortunate.
Poor defensive play there from Callum Bird. Yeah. He was ball watching, the number 11, Paul Jarvis, got in front of him. A 1-2 there. He put the ball across. It came off the right hand, the left leg of Ashworth. Completely wrong footed FC United's goalkeeper. And. Do you need goal celebration music like this?
There was two deflections there, one for that nutmeg Jerome and one that got past Carnell.
So 17 minutes on the clock and we're a goal down to an OG.
That's played forward and now it's Dean who scores! Out of nothing! Free kick taken, FC United half asleep, but it was taken beautifully on the half volley by James Dean. Absolutely lashed that into the top corner and FC United up against it now. That's pumped clear by Jarvis. Lynch has it now. Plays it forward there. Battle for the ball there between the two number eights. And now Callum Byrne wins it. Birch chips it forward to Greaves. Takes it on his chest. Goal!
Finish!
An absolute beauty!
That was a finish and a half from a centre forward there. Tom Greaves.
And that is the goal we've been talking about, but that was class. Tom Greaves has struggled for goals in the first half of this season after his bonanza last season, but just recently he's got back into the groove and he scored. It was beautifully chipped forward there, and he took it on his chest, on the turn, on the half volley, and a goal, a finish perhaps even better than the one by James Dean. 2-1 now to Chorley. We've got a cup tie on our hands. Jerome Wright with the throw-in. And now it's headed on. Now it's... And it's...
Yeah!
And it's... And out of nothing! What a cup tie! Taken... headed on. And he scores. And Chorley will be... Chorley will be a little bit cross with themselves. They will feel they switched off a little bit there. But Greaves... has nodded on to him. Came down. He took it with his left foot... and scores. And look at those FC fans. Well, you can't, but they are going absolutely berserk there, and quite rightly so. Well,
what a great
2-2.
What a great flick on a header on there. And Tom Greaves, he threw two players and he just hit it low and hard across Sam Ashton, and two apiece here. But what a great two goals from FC United. This is game on, as the FC fans in fine voice. Ball played into the penalty area. Up goes Greaves.
Wolfenden,
can he make it three? Yes!
Yes! Matty Wolfenden! The fans go crazy all around us to the right and behind the goal. The ball was thrown in. FC United's Wolfenden, he had a bit to do. He sprayed the ball past the goalkeeper, and FC United from two down find themselves 3-2 up with about 7 minutes in this game remaining.
Well, we've scored two goals from throw-ins now, but that one was their throw-in. But well, he took it superbly.
Matty Wolfenden there. Well, I've been waxing lyrical about him all my FC radio career. And then he had the composure, he had the quality to get beyond Sam Ashton. He had work to do. And there was a death chip over Ashton Kane, over him, into the back of the net. And from, say, two goals down to three goals to two up here, FC United Manchester lead. And, well, there's a lot of seated FC fans on the right-hand side. They all jumped up, we jumped up. But there's still time for Chorley. Everyone needs to defend this ball. They'll be looking to launch the ball towards the back post, get across there. It is crossed there. And there's a free header there. Oh. And a goal. And, well, again, poor defending from FC United. It did look, for all intents and purposes, that James Dean was about 10 yards offside. But not a question there. And was a play, a fad on the pitch. And he's remonstrated with FC United's players for whatever reason. And three apiece. Where it was a free header across goal.
So it was to the Thameside Stadium for the midweek replay. And this time, FC United held on for the win to progress to the next round.
Right, to Linfield. Linfield's first touch doesn't quite let him down. He plays it inside now to Byrne. And again, throwing comes again. 1-2 between Wright and
ball.
Great touch and turn there by FC United.
What a beauty!
Finish! What a goal! What a turn! What a player! You can't stop this man from Yorkshire. Tom Greaves there, he's turned on a sixpence and he absolutely led it into the top corner again at Sam Ashton's near post. There's nothing he could do. The throwing came. What a turn.
Great
what
ball
a touch.
Jerome. Great ball. Absolutely blinding goal. Fabulous turn from Greaves. Left the centre half absolutely rooted to the floor.
And he absolutely leathered. And I tell you what, I won't be I'll be expecting a text from his mother any minute now. What a finish.
Back in the league, and FC almost slipped up in their next game against Nantwich Town. Before kick-off, over 100 supporters helped to get the game on by clearing snow off the Bowerfold pitch, and their efforts were eventually rewarded, as FC came from 1-0 down to take all 3 points.
With that, I'll hand you over, last time for a while, to Swampy and Brian.
Well, thank you very much, James. Very hard to commentate, I would have thought, on the last 60 or so minutes. FC United, for my money, have been second best to a team who really... well, it's an opportunity tonight. It's going to be a goal. Oh,
yes!
Tom Greaves! Can you believe it? The change has been made, not only on the bench, the radio team are back. And what happens? Within an instant, FC United and...
He's claiming the assist.
He's not getting the assist there. It was a clearance. Tom Greaves just put his foot out. It looped back over the goalkeeper. What a piece. He can't believe it. The Krimmeister, he won't be with us for months. He can't believe it. You're out of here. You're gone. One each.
Well done,
with the ball on the halfway line. Brown outside the foot. Lovely ball to Shelton Payne. Payne now again. Can he do something in the final seconds? Cuts inside, goes to the byline, comes across. Goal! Oh, it's a goal! Shelton Payne, he went one way, went the other, drilled the ball across. And I think FC United's number 11 might got a little touch on that. I'm not sure if Linfield's going to take the credit for Shelton Payne.
Shelton Payne, brilliant.
We said he's been a bit quiet in this second half, but he's getting down the left-hand side. He came inside, he whipped the ball across. And I think Linfield's got the touch on that. But it was all the work of Shelton Payne from 1-0 down to 2-1. Well, you make a substitution.
Absolutely,
and I tell you what,
brilliant play by Payne. And what a great ball from Tom Brown to put him in.
Outside the boot from Brown. Shelton Payne took it to the byline, cut inside, drilled a ball across. And there was Linfield. Put the ball in the back of the net from half a yard out. Substitutions are done at the right time. And that's why we do the last 20 minutes.
FC United then went back to FA Trophy matters as the Reds produced a real upset by knocking out AFC Fylde, with Carl Margenson's side stunning their higher-ranked opponents with a superb first-half display, spearheaded by Craig Linfield.
Daniels does well there. Lovely ball into Brown.
Good ball. Go on, Matty.
Here comes Wolford in the penalty area, right-hand side. Can he drill the ball across? Yes, he can.
Yes!
Linfield at the back post. Matty Wolford, he drilled the ball. And Linfield, through his body, it hits his knees and into the back of the net. And FC United find themselves a goal up. on 15 minutes, and it was all about the ball, the quality of the ball initially by Brown, right hand side, played it into Wolverhampton, Wolverhampton down the byline, he whipped the ball in, loads of pace, and there he was at the back post, Linfield, he was like he was saying a prayer.
Superb, great, great break that.
Goalkeeper as well, here comes Linfield now with this corner on this near touchline.
Come on, Craig.
Linfield with the ball, near touch,
again it's flat.
Ball comes across, who's going to find the end of it? Well, it's a red shirt, but it's basically 30 yards out, and the ball's whipped across.
Liam.
Lovely ball from FC United, Brown off to Linfield now. Linfield against Hughes. Linfield cuts inside, shot comes in. Goal! What a goal! Linfield, as I say, he cut across. Casper Hughes, he showed him it on the ball time, and then he just bent the ball from 20 yards to the left-hand corner. And there's nothing better to do this time. FC United take a 2-0 lead. The fans are going crazy. We're a little bit excited as well. And on 18 minutes,
that was
FC United 2-0.
Great ball from Liam Brownell to pick him out. And he cut inside, skinned the fullback. And you've heard it said 1,000 times on TV. He's opened up his body. What a brilliant, brilliant finish there from Linfield.
Nothing that Hinchcliffe could do.
So in 2 minutes, Linny's on a hat-trick.
This really was uncharted territory now for the Reds, with FC United drawn away to former league side Torquay United in the quarter-finals of the FA Trophy.
Again, look at Tom Reeves going across there to put pressure on the number
21.
Well done, Tom Reeves. Who's he going to fall for? Matty Wolford on the edge of the penalty. Good movement by Linfield this time. Good defending there, though, by the number 5. Christian Pearce, this game has picked up pace. Onside decision. This is an opportunity for the home team to make it 1-0. And it looks like it's going to be. He looks offside by all intents and purposes. And FC United went to sleep at the back. And it's 1-0 to Torquay. Their only real chance. And they've taken it.
And I thought it was offside.
It looked it, but, you know, they've taken it. And, with 9 minutes to go, FC United and Manchester find themselves a goal down here. A lot of players have gone forward there.
Yeah.
You can only see replay whether or not indeed it was offside.
We've made these the away team this half, and it's caught us, hasn't it?
And the home
team. We've been made to pay for it.
Well, is that man, Ryan Bowman, he scored 2 against us for Hereford. Well, 4 minutes to go. Corner ball, FC United and Manchester. They deserve something out of the game, in all fairness.
Very much so.
Linfield, towards the back post, the ball goes.
Oh, unlucky Ashley.
Across two players, but to.
Dean Stocks on the end of it.
He whips it back. That's it's a decent ball again. Crossbar from FC United's Warwin. Underside of the crossbar. Unbelievable. And it turns defence into attack for the home team now. Can they kill FC United off? The number 12 does really well. Holds the ball. Plays it out to the 10. This is an opportunity now. There's two by the back post. And he made the wrong choice, did Briscoe? But FC United, well, Warwin can't believe his misfortune.
How unlucky was that?
It beat the goalkeeper. The crossbar came to the home team.
Still shuddering the crossbar. It was a thumping header there from Matty Warwin.
And FC United can't believe they're not back on level terms.
I actually feel absolutely gutted at losing 1-0. If it had been 3 or 4, you don't feel like this. But to play like that, I've 5 probably clear chances. They have one chance and score. It's just the lesson of football this level, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, like, that's why, you know, they're in a conference premier end of the day. All it takes is one chance.
Yeah.
It's a nice lesson, but I think it's one that we can learn from. Just proud of him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Every single one. I don't mean just the players. Everybody who's over there. You know, it's been a great little cup run for us. Now we've got to get ourselves picked up and ready for Tuesday night against Barwell.
Linfield doesn't quite come off for him, and the other Towers has to clear his lines. Across goes FC United.
Superb that, Ashley. Absolutely superb.
He brought it down. Martin Buchamess turned one way, turned back.
That's a great ball. Go on, Matty.
And Wolverton brings it down tremendously well now. Just outside the penalty area. Lovely ball into Tom Greaves to make it 3. Left footed. Goal! Oh, yes! What a goal! What a bit of skill from FC United's Matty Wolverton. He brought it down. It hovered on his foot. It hovered. It levitated. He played the ball across to Tom Greaves, left footed. He's not going to miss from there. He's right across the goalkeeper. 3-0 FC United and Manchester. And whatever the number 4 on the far side of the crowd is saying, Danny Geno, it's going to make no difference at all. Speaking to the assistant on that side, because it is 3-0.
The highlight of that goal was Luke Ashwood. That was absolutely Beckenbauer-esque, that, wasn't it?
And the wins just kept on coming. In our next game, for example, despite trailing by 2-0, FCU were going to demolish Marine 5-2.
And now it's 3-0. Wolford, can he make it 5?
Oh,
Well, FC United scoring for fun now. It's 5-2.
That was absolutely stunning. What a beautiful goal from Wolfenden. Perfect touch just to lob the keeper. He was off his line. Fantastic
on
goal.
On the hour. And FC United, well, you've really got to hand it to the men in red.
FC were motoring up the table now. A 3-0 win over Ashton United, a 3-1 win at Belper Town, and further wins over Grantham and Hales Owen saw FC United move to the top of the table heading into March.
There's FC United on the board now with Dean Stott. Stott at 20 yards away from the corner flag, plays it inside to towards Fallon, who can't get on the ball, and they can come away with the visitors. Lacey tries to win the ball.
Well in, Lacey.
Second time,
well
he does played, well played. Leave it to Fallon now. Fallon, 10 yards outside the penalty area, plays it outside. Here's an opportunity for Great Jones to make it 3. It chips past. A slight deflection. The goalkeeper's nothing he can do. Greg Daniels again. He peeled off in a really good position. And Daniels was there. The substitution's been made. And FC United will take probably an undeserved 3-1 scoreline. But again, it was all the work initially. Lewis Lacey did well. He won the challenge. Let the ball roll across and let Fallon take over. Fallon played a lovely little ball. And there was Daniels. And the ball going goal bound, but it just took a little bit of a deflection and it ricocheted sort of like above the beyond the goalkeeper. But we'll take that in a scrappy game. Yeah. FC United get a second in this, third, I should say. First goal in the second half, and well, maybe that settled the nerves.
It was great play from Rory Fallon, where a lot of players would have taken the shot on. He played Greg Daniels in. Daniels turned as he does.
Well, I think that's three now. Is it three goals for the season for Greg Daniels?
FC United winning 3-1 there against King's Lynn Town. FC were now 4 points clear with 12 matches remaining. Could this be our year?
Well, the crowd are doing their best to try and get FC United lifted in the second half. And Brownhill back to right. Right now drives into the penalty. It's not a bad ball to the penalty area. It's
a good head, lad.
The only thing I say is a little bit flatter because there was no one really coming to meet the ball, but an opportunity now. Right on the ball, tries to nonchalantly play the ball, eventually stabs it towards Linfield, and Linfield, well, leave it for Jerome, I would suggest now, that's probably the best thing to do. Yes, eventually he does exactly that. Someone needs to meet this ball at the near post and flick it on and then get the equaliser. That's what the aim is, and that's what is required with 7 minutes to go. Ball flicked in there, and it nearly came off of them, but they can clear the lines, but there's no one up at all. Carnell scurries and wins the ball. He's going to put it out wide right, you'd expect. It's not a bad ball either, that at all, but it's dealt with well again by, for me, one of the best players on the pitch, James Reid. He's worked tireless as a left back, got forward, created problems for FC United of Manchester this evening. And it's now Rory Fallon, far right hand side, plays it to Brown. That's not a bad ball, near post. Who's it going to fall for? Opportunity! To the bottom corner, perhaps against the run of play, but equally FC United on 84 minutes get a lifeline, and it's two apiece here.
Young Tom from Yorkshire.
Well, even the Irwell Valley Reds, who I think they're probably United fans that have come here tonight, because it's a flag I've not seen here before, are cheering along. And well, Tom Greaves, he's the man they need. He opened his body and he swiveled tremendously well and he whacked it into the goal.
Tom Greaves rescuing a point there against Ilkeston. More points followed against Hales Owen, Stamford and Workington before FC United let rip at the Turnbull ground against Whitby Town.
Linfield, can FC United make it 5? Coming to the very end of the game. Great ball inside. It's an opportunity. The keeper punches away, but it's Callum on the edge of the area. He sets himself. Left footed shot. Crossbar. What a crossbar. Can't believe it. The crossbar's ruined the commentary once again. And that would have been fitting. What a finish. He set himself there. And damn you, crossbar. Because that was in. It looks in for all intents and purposes. And FC United will find themselves victorious here at Whitby. 4-0. Well.
Oh, it's fantastic. Fantastic technique, that from Callum Byrne. Took it on the chest and what a strike.
Well, unfortunately, the underside of the crossbar, it came down, and well, the assistant referee, I don't think, was quite up with the play, because I wasn't expecting that, perhaps, but it was not to be. The Whitby fans in the far corner still bouncing around. And that's what happens when you have too much Vimto and certainly too many packets of Skittles.
Now with a 7-point lead, it was looking as though FC would finally be ending the season with that elusive fourth promotion. But Workington began to chip away at United's advantage. And by early April, FC's lead started to reduce following a couple of draws and a defeat. However, in a settling of the nerves 3-1 win over Stamford, Margie's men knew that they were almost there.
And again, in the middle of the park, FC United needs to win the ball back. They do with Wolfenden. Got a player around him, McGowan, but he gets the ball out to Linfield, but the ball was under hit, but it's picked up now by Dean Stott. Stott to Lynch. Lynch plays it across to Brownhill. They just need a goal, FC, because we've not scored in four games. And so the ball's left for Tom Greaves. Greaves now plays the ball back to Fallon. Fallon, right-hand side, has Brownhill. Brownhill's first ball into the penalty. It's a bit flat, but it's forced for Wolfenden. Good touch and turn by Wolfenden, but doesn't quite get there. Here's an opportunity to make it one apiece. Yeah! Tom Greaves! They all stood still, the home, the visitors. They thought he was offside. Wolfenden initially looked like he'd been brought down. Well, I think it was FC United's Daniels. Slid the ball to Tom Greaves, just outside right-hand side. He's drilled it to the bottom corner, back on level terms. And I think that is a relief.
That was the bit. It's exactly what they needed. It's come at a time when, you know, FC, that we've not really been playing the ball around that well. But as soon as we get into those areas, the one person that you can always rely on, the ball's spilled to him from Greg Daniels. He slots it home, and what a goal that is!
Well, that is a vitally important goal. We were talking just to give FC United the encouragement, because when you're not scoring, it starts to resonate around the team. There's been some poor defending, but FC United back on level terms. 20th goal for Tom Greaves, and equally the 20th goal for Ryan Robinson, the two top players in both teams on 20 goals for the season, 90 minutes on the clock.
1-1 as Andrew Stevens clears that for the visitors. Now Brownhill plays it outright to Matthew Wolfenden. Wolfenden checks back, Brownhill down the line, and miscontrol there, and now it's Daniels. Daniels slides it across to Linfield in the 18-yard box. Linfield, right-footed shot. Superb from Linfield. FC United 2-1 in front now. And the whole team runs across to congratulate him, the substitutes as well. Well, it all started a mistake. It was Lewis Carr who lost possession. And well won there. Slid across by Greg Daniels. And what a superb right-footed shot into the top corner.
Sending in that was absolute superb goal. You know, great work from Daniels, you know, getting onto a loose ball, sends it out. Linfield's just taking his time, and he's picked his spot perfectly, and he's just bent that into the top corner, leaving the keeper with no hope at all. And fantastic finish.
Sorry, Emily, the whole atmosphere now has changed. That early goal for Stamford, just adding to a feeling that maybe FC were getting the yips, but 2-1 in front now, FC United. And cool, it's a tense one, isn't it, Emily?
yeah. We FC really could do with, you know, another goal will settle everybody down in the crowd here, I think. But credit to Stamford and their defending so far.
Lynch with the header again, hooked on by Linfield. Carr's headers out, and now Sheldon Page, surely!
Yeah!
3-1! 3-1! And the mistake is by Lewis Carr. He just headed across, didn't see where he was heading the ball. Sheldon Payne found the space, and a calm, collected finish gives FC United a 3-1 lead.
Superb, and what a substitution. You know, you bring him on into the game, it's opened up for him there. He's slid it through, fantastic finish.
FC United now had two games remaining to gain the 1 point which would secure the Northern Premier League crown. And the first of those two games, Stourbridge at the Thameside Stadium.
Really, really, I think we might need to turn it up, Ben, you never know. That's a bit noisy, that. That noise is, well, stupendous. Huge crowd here this evening. And FC United, I imagine there's people still getting into this, coming into this ground. There are cameras everywhere, and in anticipation of hopefully a championship team winning the league this evening, a Premier team, not a Championship team, a Premier League team, as in the Premier League of the Northern Premier Division. The trophy is here.
Yep.
It's not going to be flown in. Alan Alcock, is the league chair, is here, and hopefully he'll be able to present it. If it's a draw, though, it won't be presented because mathematically...
Yeah, no, oh, yeah, absolutely. It's all mathematically.
13 or 14 goals will give Workington the title on Saturday. However, it's FC United to go out there and do well this evening, play as they did for a large part of the game
on
Saturday.
Yeah.
We just don't want that 10-minute jittery start.
We don't. I felt at the start of the game on Saturday we were moving the ball around very nicely, but we were a little bit tentative at times, and we allowed Stanford to get that early goal. I don't think it'll be the same tonight. It's not going to be the same from these lads. After turning that performance around, going a goal down in the, you know, the manner of the game, and then to come back with a great performance and win 3-1, they're going to be taking that into the game today.
Well, I was with some of the players on Sunday down at the league awards, the only league awards outside the PFA that actually is all about the players. A really good evening, the lads themselves, a couple of glasses of wine, and that was it. They were gone by 11, well, about half 11.
Yeah.
Left myself and Nicky Culkin to I won't tell you what time, however I've just about recovered. But again, it was a very interesting and very entertaining evening, and again, having four of you players, in fact, it was centre left, centre right, and a goalkeeper and a man up top, so you're virtually the spine of the best team in the division.
Yeah.
We're FC United, and I'm sure if the people have voted a bit later on in the year as well, there've been a few more players in there as well.
Yeah,
but again,
absolutely. The second half of the season, they've really, really pushed on it. We find it hard every week to pick players.
But anyway, the game underway. You could hear the noise resonating around this Graham at Curzon. The ball whips in towards the back post. It's a decent ball then. Who's on the end of it? Still in the penalty area. It's headed across the line. Who's going to fit four for? There's a shot goal. Oh, it's off the line again. And a great bit of defensive work from Starbridge. It's as if their entire season is just all based upon this game. You can't believe it. They are defending with their lives. It felt, I think, Shelton Payne on the edge of the area. He leathered it. And it just somehow didn't go in.
Yeah, they're getting bodies behind the ball. They're getting everybody back on the line in those positions.
The Linfield now on the ball. He's got Brownell for the overlap if he wants him. He chooses not to use him, but the ball falls nicely from after a ricochet. Whips in towards the back post. It's a decent ball again. Has to be dealt with. It's a corner ball.
It was a great ball in that from Liam Brownell. A great run from him. He's put it into a dangerous area and he's forced the defender there to play it out for a corner.
Just a little bit of luck. That's what you're looking for. They are defending tremendously, resolutely, are the visitors, but something has to give at some stage. You'd expect, you'd hope, you'd pray, if you're a religious type, if you're not an agnostic, just want the ball to the back of the net. The ball comes across now, it's headed by two players from the same team, and they eventually clear the lines, and they give the ball away. It's Brownhill now. Brownhill looking for some support, chips it through the middle down the right hand side. He'll be kept in play by Linfield. Yes, it can. Towards the back post, it's an opportunity. It's gone between two players, and FC United at Manchester have scored what could be the goal that makes them lift the trophy here tonight at Curzon and Ashton. Can you believe it? What a goal, what a header. 68 minutes on the clock. The ball play from Brownhill, well, he split everybody. He saw a gap that even the Thompson twins didn't see in 1984. Into the gap the ball went. There was Linfield. He made something out of it. He chips it across. Greg Daniels was the smallest man. He heads it down. It's into the back of the net. And even Alan Colcock has got a smile on his face. He's unbiased, though, because he's here in a capacity for the league.
Absolutely unbelievable. That was nothing more than they deserved. All that pressure that we've been piling on and piling on. It came all from that fantastic ball in from Liam Brownhill in the first place that won the corner. Fantastic play from FC. Exactly what we wanted.
Just a quick reminder to everyone in the ground, please could everyone attempt to stay off the pitch. We want to do the presentation in the middle of the pitch so that everyone can see properly. If you come on the pitch, we won't be able to do that. So please, stay off the pitch. Thank you.
I wonder if that is going to be followed. I would hope it would be, but FC United now in the final third with Linfield. Linfield there. He's got an overlap of Payne, oh, keep it in the corner.
Just sitting there, that's it.
Get yourself a free kick, Oh, he's given the ball straight away. Give it back to the visitors. Well won. Beautifully by Linfield. Does brilliantly. One of them challenges that you win the ball back. A back flick, a Cruyff turn there from him. And he's a throw into FC United.
He has done brilliantly well there. Superb. Yeah, Shelton Payne thinking, you know, keep it in the corner, but he's looked for a pass. But well done, Linfield.
Well, what I am going to say is if the final whistle goes, I'm going to say nothing for a few seconds and let the crowd make the noise. It's FC United on the ball in the far corner to Shelton Payne. Payne holds it well. Into the byline he goes. Two players around him again. Holds it. Gets himself a throw in. No rush there. Well, the first sound of we're going to win the league. And it is a wonderful sound. The referee, the ball still that very far corner. And eventually it's a throw in to...
I think he's given a free kick.
Given a free kick, is he? He has indeed. It's taken quickly. And if an FC player had been on the ball there, he could have pinched it, but here come the visitors again.
Oh, well done, Linfield. Oh, cross to him
quickly. Three players from FC United.
Superb!
I'll let the fans do the talking. They said, don't invade the pitch or I'm afraid. That's not quite happened. And you can't expect anything less in all fairness.
You can't. We've been building up for this.
Well, what a sight. What a team. What a season. And absolutely tremendous scenes here. Well done, Pilkington. You would beat us to the title, Margie. Margie who? And here's the trophy. Let's have one with the trophy here already. The trophy is in my arms. The trophy is in FC United's arms. The trophy is here. Touch that trophy before it goes down there. The Northern Premier Trophy. The radio from FC United see it first. And I tell you what, there's going to be some mighty noise. Alan, thanks very much for doing that. Absolutely tremendous. Well, absolutely wonderful scenes here. FC United and Manchester. You can't believe that they've done it. Playoff final, playoff final, playoff final, playoff semi-final. Defeat, defeat, defeat. Tonight, we don't need the playoffs. You can set your holidays. We're not going into May. FC United have won it in the month of April. And about bloody time too. You probably hear a dull... Ooh, that's the anticipation of the trophy being lifted here. There are... the vast, well, 99.9% of fans are actually off the ground. But some of those want to get a better vantage point and decided to stay on. And just opposite us now, the bar scarves are... in the air, you can really hear. Broadhurst Park awaits and beckons us. The 29th of May, Benfica comes to town. The start of a new era for FC United of Manchester in their new home as champions of the Northern Premier Division.
Yeah!
And I'm glad he lifted that as he did, because that timing was absolutely impeccable.
It was indeed.
Well, we can finally say it. It's been a long time. FC United, Northern Premier League champions. How does it feel?
I'm just proud. I'm proud of them. Proud of the supporters, the staff. You know, everything that we've achieved. It's took us 5 years to get here, and it feels good because it's a tough lid to get out of.
Mm. Oh, we've seen that.
It's a nightmare to get out of. It's there. We've learned from our mistakes. We've got to kick on. There's lots of recruiting the right way with the attitudes and the behaviours of the players. And I think you've seen that this season. You know, another performance there where on another day other teams probably would have been thinking they've got no chance of scoring when the one gets cleared off the line. But they kept going, kept plugging away, and in the end, we've got there.
After four playoff heartbreaks, Greg Daniels finally sealed the club's fourth ever promotion. The celebrations continued to flow after the final matches of the season with the news that Broadhurst Park was finally completed. FC opened the stadium in style, entertaining Portuguese giants Benfica in a friendly. It was certainly a fitting way to end such a record-breaking season and set the Reds up for life in the National League North.